Hello, we are in a lesson in the topic of the obligation of Bnei Baruch in the last generation. We'll continue in excerpt 26. You can watch the broadcast online and also ask questions. The obligation of Bnei Baruch in the last generation.
Yeah. We have a debt. We are in the last generation. This is what Baruch Sulam said, determined, and as well as Rabash. We have been privileged with being in a special group. It's a group that is advancing ahead of everyone. And we have to see ourselves as leading ourselves and humanity after us correctly to the purpose of all of creation. This is our duty. Otherwise, we wouldn't exist. If we don't go forward, we will stop being the trailblazers, the first, the pioneers, and others will come in our place. It's not like we want it so that we will be the ones who do it, but we want to do what the Creator wants. But whatever the case may be, we have to think primarily about our duty, our obligation to the rest of humanity. That were it not for humanity, there wouldn't be a need for this type of group to lead all of humanity, because there is no need for the group itself. So much so that in our group, there is no sufficient or viewed thickness in order to achieve the purpose of creation. Let's say that now we make every effort that we can among ourselves in order to achieve complete dvikut, complete adhesion with the Creator. It is impossible to achieve complete dvikut with the Creator without the real vessels of reception. And they exist in all of humanity and not in us. We don't have real vessels of reception. We only have kelim of Galgal Ta'anayim, vessels of Galgal Ta'anayim. This is why the Creator pulled us easily, and others he can't pull with his light. They're too heavy and don't respond to this light, and we do. We run to him. But that run is only so we would get a little closer to him. It's not for the correction of the general kli. So it turns out that the general kli of Adam Rishon, the general, the common soul, we are as the upper, lightest, highest and lightest part of that kli. So although a big ego is being revealed in us, it's a big ego that's revealed in us compared to the ego that will be revealed in the other kli, in the nations of the world. There, a huge, many times bigger than ours will to receive will be revealed. In us, there's only a tiny will to receive, enough to give us another push to go a little higher. But nothing more than that. Our will to receive is only what's needed in order to help us, to help the Galgal Ta'anayim exist, which is the main essence of our souls. And because vessels of bestowal can't exist without vessels of reception, so we have vessels of reception, but they're small. They come from Bet, the second degree of Avyut, but Prina Gimel and Dalet, the third and fourth degrees of Avyut, are tied to and are present in the nations of the world. Those who still can't rise with the light that the Creator is illuminating for now. We do awaken from that light, but not they. This is why we have to think about how to convey to them the awakening that we are receiving from the Creator, how we connect to them, how we help them start ascending toward the Creator. This is all of our work. It's a very special work. Not simple, but it's also highly respectable, because by this we are working as the representatives of the Creator in creation. Ask whatever you want, because we have to understand it very thoroughly. Hebrew 10.
Yeah, we heard you said that if we don't go ahead, we won't be the first ones advancing and breaking through. There'll be others instead of us.
Yes, of course. It's written that the Creator has many messengers.
So who are those others? And can we cooperate with them?
I don't want to think about them. I need to think about what the Creator gives me and what He does to me and how I react and respond to it correctly. That's the only way. I'm stupid. You don't need to be smart. A wise guy, and start looking for something else or someone else. I hear from the Creator about what He gives. He gives one direction toward Him. I do it, and I don't get distracted into thousand directions looking for who else can join me. Whoever wants to join can join in. We are known enough in the world, and whoever wants to join may join.
So, and what does it depend that we will be those who are breaking through and advancing?
Only on our work toward the upper force that we want to connect with. And we don't look for others on the side who can assist us. No. We're not throwing away anyone. God forbid. But we also don't pull and poke in places looking for where else can we find people. No. The main thing is the connection between us and with the Creator. That's it.
So we were saying that after the Congress, it'll be more clear what our work is outward.
This is what we're doing now. You see, day after the Congress, we're already talking about how we permeate the general public.
Do you see some change in the way we go out, or we keep doing what we've been doing?
We are continuing and we are adding. We're adding. There will be a few more things, maybe new things. We will see and scrutinize them together. Tel Aviv 2.
Is the big will to receive that will be revealed in the nations? It will be. Sorry, I missed his last words.
Nothing can be revealed in the nations of the world unless to us when we tend to them. That's the way it is according to the structure.
So our dissemination has to be towards them, also to the recognition of evil in them?
No. We still need to learn how to disseminate the method to them. There needs to be recognition of evil on the corporeal level and more connection on the corporeal level. Everything on a different level. Normally, they don't look for godliness, for connection with God, with the Creator. They're looking for a way out of the corporeal troubles. So that's the level we need to speak to them. Santiago.
Nosotros tenemos como vasijas de otorgamientos que direccionan los deseos de las vasijas de recepción del 99.
Should we add the vessels of the 99 to our vessels of bestowal?
Ken?
Yeah.
Ken?
Yeah.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
What's the connection between going outward to the public and revealing the aviut in our ten? You explained it a bit in the Congress, but I didn't really get it.
Revealing the aviut in the ten is done by us. And going out to connection with external ones is a completely different activity and a completely different kind of aviut that is revealed. We take the external aviut, and through it, when we absorb it, we begin to reveal the aviut, an additional aviut within us. Through our additional aviut, we turn to the Creator. Through this additional aviut in us, we convey the awakening and the light to the general public.
The external aviut, is it expressed in the connection between the friends?
We will learn everything in time, in its time. We haven't even started with it and you're already poking into it. That's not the way to learn. Let us advance gradually. PT 29.
Rav, we sometimes say that you don't have to be wise, but you need to connect. In order to connect, we have to be wise. So do we really need the wisdom or only exertion?
Only exertion and nothing else. Great. No more questions. Niv?
There's Be'er Sheva.
Where is seven?
Be'er Sheva.
Oh, Be'er Sheva. All right, Be'er Sheva.
We were speaking about that we have the biggest ego. Today we learned the opposite. Why?
I didn't understand. What did he say?
We were saying that the public have the biggest ego. Today we were saying the opposite.
The general public has the highest ego, but it's not, while it's not revealed, then we're talking about a small ego. Their will to receive, in the meantime, is directed only toward providing themselves with small things from their corporeal life only. And this is why the ego that's revealed is small. But afterwards, we will discover in the near and far audiences all of the aviut, Gimel and Dalet, the three and four levels of aviut of the common soul. Yeah. Hebrew 10.
Thank you, Rav. You said that on the outside they're not searching for divinity. We are an organization that are disseminating divinity. So that's what we're working on. So how could we also disseminate?
We're not talking about godliness. We're talking about nature, forces of nature, nature's purpose, the purpose of our lives. We're not talking about godliness. We're not talking about the Torah, the mitzvot, commandments. We're talking about our lives and how we can identify the natural forces that govern us.
But our content is speaking in this thing about godliness.
So we will change our contents in order to go out and talk to them in a different way, just like Bala Sulam wrote his articles. So he doesn't use the Creator. He says, that from this moment onward, I'm using the word nature. And instead of God's commandments, I'm using words like laws of nature, etc. It's not a problem. It's only a different terminology, different definitions.
So we have to take our content and change everything that exists there into...
When we speak to the general public, that's how we should speak. Exactly as he says. Yeah. There should be no trace or style there or even a hint of religiousness there.
So how can we organize this concept called Kabbalah?
Kabbalah is actually a science, about the general integral nature, how where humanity exists in this nature and where it should progress. This is called the wisdom of Kabbalah, and it's revealing to humanity the common force, call it God, call it nature, and there's no difference between what physics reveals or the wisdom of Kabbalah, or what religion reveals, as he says, the essence of religion and its purpose. We need to discover the Creator, the force that created the whole universe, all of reality, as well as us. Well, what's to it?
So it means that we have to change all our marketing.
We don't need to change anything, only the style of explanation. When we go out to the general public, it has to be unrelated to religion.
Last question, sorry. How does this perception that a person has that Kabbalah equals religion, how can we erase that?
Bit by bit, as it is difficult to you, it is difficult to everyone. But gradually people will understand. We exist within the laws of nature, all the laws of God. We have to keep, obey these laws. This is called obeying the laws of the Torah, religion or commandments. We have to sort these things out and see what we add and what the Creator or nature demands of us. And mainly, we have to work around love your neighbor as yourself as the great rule of the whole Torah, the whole demand from man, etc.
Latin 7.
Thank you.
Latin 7.
Rab, perdón que pregunte sobre una pregunta de un amigo anterior.
Sorry for asking about the question the friend asked before. I didn't understand, though. What does it mean that we have a view too, but we are the most egoistic in humanity?
Because for the time being, the big will to receive is revealed in us. And the will to receive in the degrees of 3 and 4 hasn't been revealed. And that's why it's not apparent. It's not evident yet. It's like when kids grow, now he's a kid. What does he want? He wants to play. He wants candy. When he grows up, he will be a grown-up, either positive or negative, cruel or good person. But so you need to let him grow there, and there are stages in the corrections. First, we advance and we do the corrections from the easier to the harder. So, Shorish Aleph Bet, roots 1 and 2, or Galgal Ta'anayim, down to the middle of Bina, Keter Chokhman to the middle of Bina. These are the lighter, cleaner kelim. These are called Yashar Kel Israel. They are the ones that awakened in ancient Babylon following Abraham's calling. And they went. Now is the time of the last generation. The last generation is when the kelim of Ozen Chotem Peh enter, or of Yut Zat of Bina, Zaran Pin Malchut, or of Yut of Bet Gimel and Daled, 2, 3, 4, are coming into correction. So all those kelim that are now entering, you will see how big they are, how thick they are, how cruel they are, and how much they need to correct themselves. You'll see what will happen. But they won't be revealed before you get a chance to tend to them, because if they become revealed beforehand, they will destroy reality. With their egos, they'll destroy everything. They can't hear anything. So first, you'll be given a chance, an opportunity to disseminate the wisdom of Kabbalah all over the world, to tend to anything you can. It all depends on our willingness. And to that extent, they will begin to wake up correctly. But if we don't do this in time, then they'll awaken first, and then they will destroy the world, and then you will see Earth, planet Earth, desolated. decimated, it'll burn. There will be nothing left. And we can see that people are capable of it. People are willing to destroy without thinking what comes next. The hatred between them becomes greater than anything.
Should we wait for those degrees of Aviut for them to develop, and they'll be joined Bnei Baruch should they have a point in the heart?
No, we don't need to wait, we mustn't, because otherwise they'll destroy everything. They must not develop before we are ahead of time. We prepare for them the method of correction and advertise this method of correction, why we exist, for what, how we should exist correctly, what could, God forbid, happen. If we don't exist correctly, how will destroy everything? We have to very quickly now advertise it in every direction. And that way we'll be rewarded with an ascent for ourselves. Because we did our bit, now we have to work for them. The more we do for them, the more they will grow. And on top of them, we as well. This is called Gilgat Haraim on top and the Achab below. And now that they'll begin to correct themselves, it's as if they raise us together with them. This is called the nations of the world taking the children of Israel on their shoulders and raising them to the temple. To the temple, meaning to the complete state of the complete and common soul. Okay?
If I could just finish, if the Congress from yesterday, that we reached some important degree, that we discovered what is expected from our awakening, that it was an amazing Congress, and thank you everybody.
Just imagine if today they say there's no more coronavirus, there's nothing. You can have a congress in Israel the way you usually do. Do we want to go back to the state that we had before? How would we feel in that world? In that big hall when we were all together, how would we feel? Do we have such a great desire to go back to it? What do you think, Niv?
We can vote.
Oh, voting. Do you understand how irrelevant it is for today and certainly for tomorrow? It is already something that's passé, it's gone. We need new forms of connection. We still don't know and don't feel these forms, but they are already beginning to manifest, to fashion before us. It's a great thing, and I'm delighted to feel that it's like that in you, that we're not drawn to go back to the past, but rather we want to even improve this new form, to disconnect from the corporeal form as much as possible and make everything a feeling above substance. Beautiful. Bnei Baruch, you are great.
No. Kiev,
all right. Kiev, what do you want to say?
Ну, у меня был вопрос, я сейчас его спрошу, а по поводу Конгресса, я хотел поделиться впечатлениями.
I had a question, I'll ask it in a second. I just wanted to say about the Congress that in our impressions, half the Congress we did in the physical center and half in our homes. I just want to say that in my feelings, I didn't feel a great addition from being physically at our center. And with the friends in the 10 and the second virtual part of the Congress, it was even more focused, maybe. And about the Congress, this is the question. You said that those parts of the desire, the ones that are coerced, if we correct them, we advance. What does it mean that we're concerned about them? Like, if I write an article or teach in the campus, what does it mean that I'm concerned about those coerced parts? They have to know that they have to receive it, or do I have to do something? And just writing it is called that I...
You have to feel that what you wrote entered them, permeated them, how it permeated them, how they absorbed it.
Absorb.
You have to feel it.
А что значит почувствовать это, что вот оно в них входит? Как это? Это какая-то с ними должна быть связь?
Более? What does it mean to feel that it? Yeah, you have to feel that you have a connection with them to such an extent that you feel what's happening in them. You feel it more than the way you feel yourself, because your heart is in them. And in that way, you can feel them. And the fact that we feel that we started tasting a new stage in the connection between us and this Congress. This is something wonderful because it's a different form of connection, of existence, of the vessel of the soul. We began to disconnect from this corporeal hug and we're moving into a spiritual hug. And that is something very essential. Good, very good. Good for you. Asia.
Hello, Rav.
Hello.
This is a question from a friend, and it says, what happens to evil covered with love? Does it turn into love when I accept that evil is coming from the Creator?
The evil that we can cover with love, it sustains the love. It has to be there in the posterior of the state. And without that, it won't be good. Baal HaSulam writes about it too, that the evil must exist. And by this, it keeps the good too. Without the minus, there won't be the plus. You understand? Just we can't see the minus appearing, but the plus is revealed. And to the extent that the plus is revealed, means there's a minus in it already. We'll learn soon how to also keep the hatred and the love as both of them together. We are not used to that in this world, not in connections in our families or friends or everywhere between countries. I'm not even going to start about that. But we need to see these states in a way that hatred and love and the correct connection between them as the middle line. And if we bring that to the world, the whole world will understand, oh, this is the way we need to build society, all of human society, the connection between countries, because either they're connected or in hatred, this or that. No. We reach a middle line that hatred and love can exist together. That is a completely different method of connection between people, between countries, between in couples, in anything. We are bringing the method of existence to the world that they can exist in the previous way because of the hatred and ego that grew. It's pushing into a new form, but the new form can't be revealed. We have to reveal it to ourselves and to the whole world. And then you'll see what'll happen. That's how we can reach peace between everybody. And before that, we'll see everybody with everybody like it is today. Everybody in huge arguments that they just hate each other and really can't hold on. That's why we need to hurry and as quick as we can to start explaining not only to those people who we want to, you know, pull them to join us like a chap to Gilgal Tehenayim. We need to explain it to everybody, including managers and governments and all big people, that philosophers, politicians, that they will understand how to bring this system that entirely exists upon great suffering from the ego, how to bring them to balance. That will be the peace in the world, only in such a way. And it'll be in our hands, and we will have to publish this more and more. These are the stages that we have to start developing. There'll be more. I don't want to confuse you too much. Okay?
Santiago.
Amado Rab, ¿cuáles deberían ser las señales que nos...
Beloved Rav, what should be the signs that show that we are doing our job so that we don't come, so that humanity doesn't come to self-destruction, as you said?
We'll learn that. We'll do it through our studies gradually, don't worry. It will all be according to the plan. That's how it's going to be.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rab. Creo que una cosa que...
Thank you, Rav. There is something I believe
es el hecho de que las personas
that interferes with the success of our work. It is that people think that they're doing good.
Los de derecha piensan,
they don't have the recognition of evil of themselves. The people on the right...
Mr., that doesn't matter what they think. We are not speaking about them. We don't want to study them the way they work or do. We have to learn how we should explain this to the whole world. If we get into what they are, we won't get into it. We won't get out of it. It'll be great confusion. That's not what we are going to do. Moscow 4.
Леша, микрофон.
Леша, микрофон включи.
Раз. Доброе утро, Раф. Вот если говорить о той методике правильной, которая должна быть...
Speaking of the right approach to education from childhood, the minute a person goes into the right environment, what do you think? Who do you think should build it? We or people who came to us and did trainings with us?
We need to do everything ourselves, and each and everything that we get into the public, we need to be responsible for the stages of building the new humanity in all the public, in all levels. Moscow 7.
Раф, у меня сейчас появилась возможность общаться с аудиторией молодежи.
Now there's an opportunity to speak to young people.
И вот я каждый день получаю.
My daughter helped me, and I have about 200 connections. If I can convey our message on some day, I feel like they are getting it. I'm not talking about... I don't talk about Kabbalah there, but the message is received very well, and they want me to continue. So how important is it? Can I in this way connect it to Kabbalah?
You can tell them everything except for mentioning Israel, Kabbalah, Leitman, all those things. That you cannot say. You have to give it to them in a way that will be as convenient and easy and pleasant for absorption. That's it. And not religious and not nothing. Just the laws of nature. The integral laws of nature. That is it. Mach VG 4.
Уважаемый Раф, вопрос от группы, два вопроса. То есть от нас не зависело, придем мы в Дней Барух, и как нам
подсветить? Distinguished, two questions from the group. So it didn't depend on us whether we got to Dnei Baruch and how we connect the desire to receive to.
You are not guilty that you fell into Bibi. No.
איך אתם יכולים...
And how can you add even more of you? That is by your work. The more you will want to connect, your aviut will develop and also get into the spiritual work. Baltia 3.
Покрытие любовью всего, всей ненависти мира — это наша задача или...
Covering the hatred of the world with love. This is our task. Is it our task or of the corrected world, of the Echad themselves?
Our work. We are in charge of it all. We are responsible for all of it.
Galil West.
Galil West.
That force, that energy called thought, from where does it come to us? Into us.
Everything comes from above, and we are in that system without getting out of it.
Mach VG 10.
Mach VG 10.
Человеку пока не гаркнешь, не слышит.
Good day, Raf. The question is this.
Тоже крика ждет.
Until it hurts, a person doesn't listen. On the other hand, the Creator wants us also wants us to work as well. But how do I connect it to love? If when I approach him with love, he doesn't listen. Only when he hurts.
You have to study more with us every day. Be in contact with us as much as you can. As much as you can absorb the material, then it will be clear what the style of our approach is. First, to understand very good how we have to approach reality, humans, the Creator, to establish ourselves correctly. And then start doing something. First, study. First, study. Turkey 3.
Thank you, Rav. A question from my friend. Is our examination for people's freedom? How can we define freedom?
Freedom is that I feel in my vessels that there is no resistance to the Creator. Those vessels are free.
Tel Aviv, free.
Tel Aviv, 3.
Azen Shila?
No question? Okay.
Niv. אז אנחנו בקטע מספר 26 במסמך חובת בני ברוך כלפי
We are reading excerpt number 26 in the obligation of Bnei Baruch toward the whole world. This one is from Baal HaSulam, peace in the world. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. The single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine. Again, exit number 26 from Bala Sulam, Peace in the World. Each and every individual in society is like a wheel that is linked to several other wheels placed in a machine. The single wheel has no freedom of movement in and of itself, but continues with the motion of the rest of the wheels in a certain direction to qualify the machine to perform its general function. And if there is some malfunction in the wheel, the malfunction is not evaluated relating to the wheel itself, but according to its service and role with respect to the whole machine.
Also, how can we, in such an integral machine that we're all connected, many, many cogwheels, and we're all connected to one another, how can we locate who the corrupted one is, the broken one? How can you? It's always integral. It belongs to everybody. That even if there is one wheel with a malfunction, there is no such thing. Somebody caused his malfunction, and it's always all spread out on the whole system. Look, as much as we're interdependent on one another, and you can't point at anyone and say that he's guilty. We're all guilty for all. In such a mutual way, we are all responsible on one another. That is called Arvut.
Barur.
Clear? What, Hebrew 10, what do you want?
Wow, 3 days I've been waiting for you, my dear teacher.
You can wait some more.
This machine we just talked about, it's the machine we worked with to make this Congress. Is this correct or not?
Yes, get on.
So maybe now we can have such congresses twice a month?
No.
No.
A congress has to be a renewing, something new that we aim for it. It has to be a marking point. Anyway, we gather every day. And to do it, to have such a congress, such an entrance where everybody together, it has to have a preparation, a desire and understanding what we want to attain. It's not just a few lessons in one day. There has to be a special goal in this. So, if you see that there is a goal that is worth having such a day for it, so we can think about it. But just to have it twice a month for just like that, I don't think so. That's not the way we do it. There has to be a reason, there has to be a purpose, there has to be a preparation, an understanding by everybody, a desire by everybody, and then we can do it. For now, find out, scrutinize it.
Are you happy with what we had at the Congress? Did you see strong progress? something else?
I think it worked very nice and good. I think it worked stronger than all of the congresses we used to have here in Israel or anywhere in the world. And for sure to go back to the state there was before, to a physical congress, no, it's not worth it. It's very hard, it's impossible, also financially, also physically, also altogether steals so much efforts from us. It became virtual, it's more spiritual. And I hope that now we'll advance even quicker. So I'm very happy about it.
Did you expect more than 100,000 people to attend this Congress?
More than 100,000?
In the social media, we had 100,000 views on social media.
Okay. It's still not 8 billion as we have in the world, but it's something.
We should also thank the team that did the technology. It's something amazing what they did. Alex Mizrahi and the guys, Itai and everyone. They did building such a system is a stunning, stunning.
Right, they did great work. And I don't want to name names because I'm sure I'm going to forget someone there. And we have to support them and help them to improve the system more and more. That next time there will be double the people and even more of the users, and the system will still work like it should. It's not simple, I understand, but what can you do? We need to advance to that. Specifically to that. Okay, guys. Niv.
Right. Exit number 27. From Baal HaSulam, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, Item 67. When a person from Israel enhances and dignifies his internality,
meaning the direction is straight to reveal divinity, is Israel, yeah,
which is the Israel in him, over the externality, which are the nations of the world in him.
All the other desires who aren't aimed towards it.
That is, he dedicates the majority of his efforts to enhance and exalt his internality, to benefit his soul, and gives little efforts, the mere necessity, to sustain the nations of the world in him, meaning the bodily needs, as it is written, make your Torah permanent and your work temporary. By so doing, he makes the children of Israel soar upward in the internality and externality of the world as well, and the nations of the world, which are the externality of the world, and the externality of the world, which are the nations of the world, to recognize and acknowledge the value of the children of Israel. And if, God forbid, it is to the contrary, and an individual from Israel enhances and appreciates his externality, which is the nations of the world in him, more than the quality of Israel in him, as it is written, the stranger that is in the midst of you, meaning the externality in him, rises and soars, and you yourself, the internality, the Israel in you, plunges down. With these actions, he causes the externality of the world in general, the nations of the world, to soar ever higher, overcome Israel, degrade them to the ground, in the children of Israel, the internality of the world will plunge deep down.
Yep. That is what needs to be. We have to warn ourselves and everybody that if not to respect that direction of Yesharkel, the world will go into such trouble that what can you do? Only into one direction. That's why we have to think how we can do more dissemination and not everybody together, because we don't have the forces. Maybe circles, a closer circle, then go further away and expand. But the main thing is to start more and more publishing, advertising, broaden our circles of dissemination, and start opening such systems, activities, explanations. Now the winter's coming, the fall first, and then winter, and more difficult states are coming on humanity. Humanity will feel how limited it is. And then they will start feeling as much as they are in helplessness. Nothing will work as it used to. We have to explain that there is no way back, that they want all those businesses to start working again, of activities and sales and factories that we don't need, most of them. We need to explain that nature is demanding us to be in balance with nature, meaning not do anything that we don't need, only for a normal need of existence. And only by that we'll be able to keep our ecology, our balanced life, and to try every time to publish this knowledge more and more. The balance is actually the key word here. I really hope that we'll succeed in dissemination. Everybody constantly think of dissemination, how we can do this in a better way. And then we'll advance toward the goal. And the last that we'll ask will be from Bishkek.
Please.
You just said that we mustn't mention the names Kabbalah and Israel in the pro-Soviet realm. Can we speak of...
No. We can publish not the name of the Creator, not that it belongs to religion, not that it belongs to all kinds of mysticism, only as a science, the law of nature. We are like physicists, no more than that. And then it'll be right, and we won't be confused, and the others won't be confused, to connect us to all kinds of other circles, whether they're religious or mystical or so on. And Niv, what?
No, please finish. I have a question, something that related to the whole world Kli, about some exercise we're doing.
I want to give it to Info already, okay? Shai.
Yeah, we're going to go over the schedule. At 10 a.m. we'll begin the broadcast. Chaim Ratz from 10 to 10:30, from 10:30 to 11:30, the writings meeting. From 11:30 to 12, talk on women's topics with Noma Nitza. In the evening, we'll have the World Gathering of Friends from 6:45 to 7:30. Niv, you wanted to add something?
No, we'll do it tomorrow. No.
All right, so let's continue to a song.
Sati sadne medesiha, piarka matlab he ekta, eki eki mediha, keye kuda. Sati sadne medesiha, piarka matlab he ekta, eki eki mediha, keye kuda. Together we grow, light awakens our soul, the spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. In lessons with friends, we discover his hand. No lies on the path, I promise I'll cover your back. When we pray for our connection, we can hear his call. We are following one goal, we are ready to go. When we step into the light, of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. The spark of love flashes, ego is turning to ashes. When we step into the light of our reason so high, together we can fly above the sky. Sadi sadne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, eki eki mere dikha, ke ye khuda. Sadi sadne mere sikha, pyar ka matlab hai ekta, eki eki. Ek hi mere dikha ke ye khuda.